The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Planet Man and Slats have escaped from the graveyard planet which Beryl the robot had destroyed by detonating its power plant. In the process, Beryl himself was destroyed. Our two friends are now aboard the Alpha with Rura, heading back toward the planet of the Mardi.
Well, Rura, I guess you'll be leaving soon.
I still wish you'd come back home with me for a few days and let me have the Alpha overhauled in our space yard.
Well, that's nice of you, Rura, but we should be back on Planaria Rex now.
Anyway, remember, you promised to come back and spend some time with us.
We will. I'm anxious to see how you make out with your project to turn Marston into a respectable citizen. I don't think he'll ever be anything but a heel.
There's the space launch. I'm going to have to leave you now. Well, good luck on your trip back, and don't get into any trouble this time.
We won't, Rura. We're going to stop a few times on the way home, but we'll be just looking. We're not getting involved in any local squabbles.
Bye.
So long.
So long, Rura, and thanks for all your help.
Say, Dantro, do you want me to calculate our curve for the trip back?
Well, do you think you can operate the calculator?
Listen, I've been practicing. I got that thing down pat.
All right, but remember, we want to stop in the third quadrant first.
Don't do any backseat driving. I got the whole picture. Here I go. Here goes the card. And here it is now. I'll feed it into the automatic pilot.
If you're set, I'll cut in the astral drive.
Shoot. We ought to be reaching the third quadrant of the galaxy soon now. Hey, what's that? What's happening?
Quick, Slats, get to the manual control. Something's happened to the astral drive.
Where are you going?
I'd like to check the power plant.
Wait, Dantro, don't go back there.
Don't worry, Slats, I'll be careful.
Dantro, come back.
Dantro, where are you? Smoke. Can't see you. Dantro, you all right? Oh, gosh, look at his head. Dantro, can you hear me? This is Slats. Oh, I told him not to come back here. He's unconscious. I gotta try to contact Rura. He's hurt bad. That's dead. That explosion must have knocked out the whole power circuit. I'll let the regular drives working. That's out too. I'm gonna have to try to do something myself. Where's that first aid equipment? Yeah, here it is. At least I can bandage his head. Dantro. Nah, he's out cold. Well, at least he's alive. It's an awful cut on his head. This is just great. The ship's dead, the Planet Man's unconscious, and we're in the middle of nowhere. Well, I get to see if the astral detector's working. Yeah, well, at least something runs. A lot of good it does me. I don't know where we are. I'll just have to wait till Dantro comes too. Maybe he's got some idea what to do next. I sure haven't. Dantro, can you hear me? Hey, Dantro, now listen, this is Slats. Everything's all right. What am I saying? Nothing's all right. The astral drives out, the space drives out, the communicator's out. Well, at least you're okay. You are okay, aren't you, Dantro?
What happened?
Don't you remember? You went back to check the power circuits and something exploded. You must have gotten hit on the head. You were unconscious.
Unconscious? Power circuit? Dantro? Who's Dantro?
Hey, take it easy. What do you mean, who's Dantro? You're Dantro.
My head aches. What are you mumbling about? What's happening?
Boy, he really must have gotten a knock on the head. Listen, Dantro, this is Slats, your old friend Slats, remember?
Slats? Well, who's Slats?
Hey, quit kidding. I'm Slats. I'm Slats, your old friend.
Friend Slats? Well, my head aches.
Now, listen, Dantro, this joke has gone far enough. Stop kidding, huh? You got to get to work. I don't know where we are, and practically everything on the ship's gone dead. Let's get to work and get out of here.
Joke? What do you mean, joke? Who are you?
Who am I? Oh, my gosh, that's all I need. That sock on the head must have given him amnesia. Listen, you are Dantro. Don't you remember Rura or Barrow? Surely remember Marston. Remember Marston, Dantro?
Rura? Barrow? Marston? Oh, I can't remember.
Listen, Dantro. Can you hear me? Now, what am I going to do? I don't know enough about the ship or the astro maps or anything. I need your help. Dantro, for goodness sake, Dantro, can't you remember anything?
I can't remember. Oh, my head aches. Where am I? Who am I?
Okay, just lay down and rest. Maybe after you slept a while, things will work out. I hope so, because if they don't, we're back in trouble again. And this time, I can't even call Rura for help.
Slats is in quite a predicament, with both Dantro and the spaceship out of commission. What has happened to Dantro's memory? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Slats, he was trying to reason with Dantro, whose mind seems to have deteriorated since his recent head injury aboard the powerless astral ship Alpha. We find Slats as he tries to figure out how to repair the damage which is keeping the Alpha suspended helplessly in space.
Ah, who am I kidding? I can't fix this stuff without Dantro's help. I'm just wasting time. I'll probably make it worse than it is. He's coming to again. Maybe he's got his memory back. I sure hope so. Hey, Dantro, are you okay now?
Okay. My head aches, but I'm okay.
Oh, good. You feel strong enough to stand up?
I guess I can stand up.
Here, good. I'll give you a hand. Come on. At least that cut on your head stopped bleeding. Now, come on, take a look at this power circuit. Maybe you can tell me what part's gone.
Power circuit? What power circuit?
What do you mean, what power circuit? The power circuit that blew, don't you remember? Can't you remember yet, Dantro?
Who's Dantro?
Never mind, I just sit down. Guess I'm not going to get any help from him. I'll try the communicator again. Maybe it'll work this time. Oh, no. Still doesn't. What's that? The detectors again. Well, at least they still work. Must be another ship approaching. I better check the screen. Hey, it is a ship. Thank goodness. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's... I better get over the weapons panel. I hope they're friends. I could use a friend right now. But I can't be sure. Oh, they're coming closer now. Say, I wonder if the weapons work. I'll check the tractor beam. For nothing. They better be friends, because we couldn't even swat a fly right now. Even the turrets won't turn. As they're coming closer and closer, looks like they're going to make contact. Whoever's coming through that port, stay where you are. My gosh, it's a robot. Stay where you are. Okay, you asked for it. This disruptor doesn't even bother. Hey, what's he got there? Some kind of a projector. No, don't! Wait! Now, what's happening? Where am I? Hey, who are you?
Now, don't get excited. Everything's all right.
All right. Where am I? Who are you? Where's Dantro?
It's all right. We'll explain in a minute. We're friends. Dantro must be your friend, the one they brought in with you. He's all right, too.
Brought in with you? Say, what's going on here? What's all this about? I gotta shake my head a bit.
Now, my name is Clark. My daughter, Mira, is in the other room. She and I were along when you were picked up.
Did you arrange this little kidnapping?
Do not be angry. We are not responsible for what happened to you or your friend. We're as helpless as you are. By the way, who are you?
My name is Slats, and I've listened enough. You people are somebody who must have sent wrecked our ship and then broke into
it. We did not wreck your ship. We had nothing to do with it.
That's what you say. What's this all about? Where's Dantro?
Dantro is the other man that was with you. He's being treated by the medical robots. He had a bad head injury when he was brought in.
Medical robot? What are you talking about?
To put it simply, my daughter Mira and I are the last of a once mighty race. Generations ago, we developed wonderful robots, but they rebelled and took over our planet. Today, on the planet of Xanoa, the machines rule. No one but Mira and myself, and now you and your friend are left.
A planet of robots is quite a place, especially if the robots are not as friendly as Slat's friend Barrow. What is happening to Dantro? What other information do Clara and Mira have? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.